This week, we learned that the Army deployments in Iraq have been extended and that the Pentagon spent more than $1 billion last year to keep soldiers and Marines in the military.
The effects of the war are also being felt at West Point. Recent graduates of the U.S. Military Academy are choosing to leave active duty at the highest rate in more than 30 years.
Here's how it works at West Point. Once you graduate, you must commit to serving at least 8 years. At least five of those are in active duty. Earlier, I spoke with Kevin Craw. He graduated West Point in 2000. He's currently studying for a master's in public policy at Harvard. Kevin served in Iraq in 2003, and he recently found out he just got called back. Here are some of the numbers that are coming out of West Point, Kevin. Over the past three decades, it's usually between 10 and 30% of West Point grads who opt out of the military after their commitment. Your class, the class of 2000, had 54% opt out. The class after you had 46% drop out. Why are so many West Point alumni leaving active duty?
I think there's one main reason. That reason is Iraq and the repeated deployments that we all face as officers. Especially looking at the news, there seems to be no end in sight. And I think that plays a major role in decisions to exit the Army.
And now you've been called up for duty. You have to go back to Iraq. Do you plan on opting out after your term is done?
Yes, I do. I'll be finished in December of 2008, and that'll put me a little bit past my 8-year point.
So what's it like going to, you're about to go over to Iraq once again. You've already kind of checked out knowing that this isn't going to be something for you in the long term. How do you think that's going to affect what you're able to do in Iraq, knowing this is not something for you in the long term?
It's tough. I'd like to get on with my life, but I have a duty to serve. I signed up for an 8-year commitment, so I'm gonna go to training on June 17th in South Carolina and finish my commitment. And I'm not going to let my personal views on the war or anything get in the way of my responsibilities as a captain.
How does salary figure into all of this? I mean, by the time that you have finished your years of commitment to the military, you're probably in your, you know, late 20s or maybe early 30s. How does the military salary compare to other jobs you might be able to get at the in the private sector at that point?
I think the military salaries are competitive for officers, especially when you add all the other allowances, like the allowances for rent or mortgage payments. I know I'm going to be making, when I enter the Army again, more than many of my classmates here at Harvard, just because when you add all the benefits together and the tax-free salary when I'm over in Iraq, I'm going to be actually making more than most of them.
Kevin, do you talk to members of your class from West Point nowadays?
I'm in touch with about a dozen of them over email and phone.
And the buddies that you talk with, are they interested in staying with the military, or have they gone on to different things?
Personally, most of my friends have decided to get out of the military, but I do have a lot of friends that are still in the military serving as company commanders, both in Iraq, Afghanistan, and back here in the States.
And the ones who are getting out, why are they getting out?
I would say the main reason is the repeated deployments that they face for Iraq. They're year-long deployments, and now they're changing them to 15 months. That's a long time out of your life to be overseas, especially in Iraq.
Well, and I imagine at this point in your life, too, you're in, you know, you're in your late 20s. Maybe you're thinking about getting married, starting a family, buying a home.
Yeah, being overseas in Iraq for 15 months definitely puts a damper on any relationship that you may currently have or may hope to have.
And what about you? Are you seeing anyone right now?
No, I'm single. And in fact, I'm glad I'm single because that would just add a new dimension to the whole deployment I faced in Iraq.
Stay safe over there, Kevin, okay?
Thank you very much.
That was Kevin Craw, who graduated from West Point Academy 7 years ago. I also spoke with Colonel Casey Wardinsky. He tracks the retention rates at West Point.
We're still sort of on the trend line we were before the war began in terms of retaining our officers. And our officers continue to pick combat branches at very, very high rates and, in fact, seek the incentives that let them get into those branches. The war is obviously a challenge, and we watch it closely. But we don't think it's our main challenge. It's the underlying economy.
He also said that West Point has added several incentives to try and keep officers on active duty.